And I started reading up on it, looking at the literature, and there's a lot of research on it. It actually started off centuries ago in religious practices, was brought to athletics through Eastern European athletes who would imagine themselves, say, running around the track and then standing on the podium receiving the gold medal. And more psychologists started to implement it. Salespeople use it very effectively, seeing themselves actually striking the deal, going through with it, doing it, succeeding. And that made it much more likely to come true. The question is why? What's the mechanism behind visualization? Why is it so important? Why is it so good? Why is it so effective? Why is it being used so widely and successfully? And the answer goes back to the structure of our brains. This is research done by the head of the psychology department, Professor Stephen Coslin. What he shows was that when we see something, so let's say I'm looking at my hand right now, there are certain neurons in my brain that are firing, that actually take on the shape of this hand, my visual cortex, the back. Now, if I close my eyes and imagine that I'm looking at this hand, even if it's not there, if I imagine that I look at this hand, the exact same neurons are firing. In other words, my brain does not know the difference between the real thing and the imaginary thing, which explains why dreams can be so vivid. In the middle of the night, pitch dark, and you're dreaming about middle of the day, walking around the yard.